Hey, what's up? This is your Angry Cherry Cakes. Thank you for joining us this evening. Today's topic is going to be about why we are the way we are. And I have a co-anchor today. Her name is April. She'll be joining us later on in the segment. And I want to hear you guys' opinions and views. Please don't hesitate to do so. Like I get, this is your Pot Anger Cash Cherry Cakes, and we're looking forward to hearing from you. Enjoy a couple more of these songs, and then we'll start our show. Thank you, your Anger Cherry Cakes out. Good evening, podcast. This is Cherry Cakes, your Anger. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed those songs. And like I said, today's topic is why we are the way we are. And we look forward to hearing from your opinions and your views and stuff like that. So, please contact me and let me know. Like I said before, our guest co-anchor is April. She's here with us. Say what's up, girl.
Hello.
thank you for joining us today. And let's get to our show. Okay, what I want to know is, our topic is why are people the way they are today? I think it has something to do with the upbringing or some of the habits in their life, something. I don't know what, but a lot of people are very, like, janky, and it's like, you know, it states in the Bible, treat people the way you want to be treated, but a lot of people don't go by that. Some people are just yay-hos, you know, so I'm like, I don't know what else to do. I just be myself, but one person can fuck up a day for everybody. I don't know. I ran across some cool people, some down-to-earth ones, some users, some abusers, you know. There's a whole flock of everything out there. But what I want to know is how much is enough and when do you accept it? And, you know, what's your point of view on it, Miss April? Speak up.
I'm just trying to figure out and wonder why. Why are we the way we are? I mean, because the people that we be around, the people that you get hurt by, the people that fuck you over in the long run who we've been nice to. That's why some people are the way they are. So, I mean, there's nothing that you can do about it. Learn life, live long, love God, live prosper. Hallelujah. Bye-bye.
Yeah, but okay, here's a primary example of an idea. Boyfriend. Every time something you ready to go wrong, he'll pick up the Bible and he'll start quoting scriptures. And I'm like, damn, you must be really at war with yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For someone to be talking to Jesus 24/7 like that, and it just irks me. Because it's like, it's something going on more than just that. You know? I mean, something had to happen in all of our lives. Some people grow up with silver spoons in their mouth, and it's just, sometimes it's not enough. Some of them coast through life. That's not enough. But, you know, so it's like, it's an iffy thing. But what would be the point of it, though? That's why I be saying high school, junior high, and elementary is hard. And being an adult is even harder. So it's like, I don't know what else to say. But I know why I'm the way I am, because I keep saying, I seen my mom go through shit that I didn't want to go through in my life. So I decided I was going to make some drastic changes as coming into a young adulthood. What I would accept and what I wouldn't accept, and how much I'm willing to compromise, or am I even willing to compromise, or, you know, it's like, where do we both stand on this ground? Like, oh, is this a 50-50 thing, or is this a 50-20 thing, or 50-40, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, somewhere up in there, where is it? Because they got some lazy niggas out there that don't even
leave the house.
They won't do it. They won't do it. Please, yes.
They won't leave the house. Don't do nothing. Don't help with nothing. Don't contribute to nothing. Don't put nothing in the house. Don't help put nothing in the house. And don't do nothing. So niggas ain't worth nothing. Yeah. Niggas ain't shit. Ladies just know that. Niggas ain't shit. I learned that from my mama when she told me niggas ain't nothing but dogs. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, but it's the truth, though. You know, it's a lot. It's a dying. A lot of them a dying breed, and there's not many of them out there still. Just like there aren't many women that would open their door or like be like, "Hey, you need some change to go get something to eat." You know, those people are a dying breed. So it's like it's gone. Cause I was raised with values and morals. I was raised in the church. I was raised to know you have to give to receive. When you do something, you do it from your heart, not because you want something back in return. You know, so it's a lot. A lot of these little youngsters don't know nothing about, but they still growing. All we can do is try to teach them, because we never stop learning. We learn something new every day. Cooking, cleaning, all of that. So, like, just be aware and, you know, and speak up. Speak your mind, but don't be so bossy with it. But, you have anything else to add to this, Miss April?
No, I do not. That was it for me today. Thank you.
Okay, so, that was my co-anchor, April. If you like her, send me messages and let me know you would prefer her, or I don't know about Diamante. That's what I'm still looking for, co-anchor. But as far as I'm concerned, if you like her and you like our discussion, hit me up and I want y'all to pick my co-anchor for me. Thank you, and enjoy these two songs, and then we out, and then I'll be back later to play more and with more subjects, more topics. Like I said, nothing is taboo with me. We talk about everything and anything if you want to. All you have to do is send me in some topics, or I got a book full of topics. So, yeah. So, I'll be waiting on you. This is your anchor, Cherry Cakes out.